What's up, guys? This is just a staring contest.
your thoughts on today's developments, Sam Bradford to IR and Teddy Bridgewater activated?
I guess both of those are kind of, you know, news to me. Kind of during the work day, I kind of keep my head down and, don't really pay attention to much else except the Redskins. So, I'm excited for Teddy. I mean, that's, like I said before, I've had a knee injury before, and being able to come back and get back out there, it's a big deal. So I'm excited for him.
Is the quarterback situation, though, maybe just as jumbled? I mean, before it was you and Bradford who's going to start, and now it might be you and Teddy who's going to start.
You know, I'm going to be boring, man, and give you the same answer. It'd be somebody else you're talking about, but, I don't think it changes anything. You guys, maybe you could just, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm boring. I'm going to answer the same way that I've prepared the same way. I'm going to take it a week at a time and get ready to beat Washington.
Is there a thought, though, that it shouldn't be a question? That you've led this team to so many victories, that why should it be a question that this is your team right now?
I don't see it like that. I see it as, I want to do what's best for this team, whatever that is. I feel confident in how I'm playing. I feel confident in the guys. I feel confident in the offense. And, I think I feel confident in the coaches and whatever decisions they make, just like I'm confident in their play calls. So, I'm going to be the best that I can. I'm going to help this team win no matter what the position is.
Zimmer at the quarterback position, do quarterbacks want ownership where somebody says, this is your team, just go play it? Can you do it week by week and just say, this is your team this week, does it matter mentally at all?
Well, we've done it week by week for the last couple of weeks, and it seemed to work okay. There's a lot of different ways of playing quarterback, and there's a lot of different situations. So that's why for me, if I can keep my mindset the same, if I can stay consistent in how I prepare, if I could not read your guys' stories and stay off of different things, then I'm good. I think that's. That's how I prepare. That's how I operate. And like I said, I just want to win ball games. I don't care how we do it.
How much Coach does it help for you that you're a veteran at this? That you've been through the mill a few times in the first rodeos, they say.
Yeah. No. I think a lot of things have prepared me in my life for future things. I mean, I just got to ask a few questions about, from Sam about Jared Goff. So I haven't had a. Last year was kind of like every interview I did was about Jared. So I've been prepared, whether now, it's Sam or Teddy or whoever else. I've been prepared, for these type of situations and just kind of, water off my back.
So Coach Zimmer at least named you the starter today rather than the customary Friday. Is that at least progress?
I don't know. I didn't hear that either. So
yeah, you did.
appreciate you guys letting me know. Like I said, in my mind, I was a starter, during the bye week. So that's how I spent my bye week, getting rejuvenated, rested, getting ready to play another week.
I don't know if you did like self-evaluation or kind of looked at the first half of the season, but did you come out of the bye week with any kind of, ideas about what needs to happen going forward, what you saw that worked well in the first half, and then what needs to be better going to the second half?
Yeah, you look a little bit as a whole, what you've done as a whole. I think, at the same time, every week, we spend Monday or Tuesday kind of evaluating and, looking back at that week's game. And I think, as you progress, it's just kind of different things each week. So, I can't work at everything at once, and I work at one little thing at a time and get better at that one thing. So, I've got a few things this week we're working on, and just continue to get better every week.
Sam, or Case, speaking of speaking of a self-evaluation, if you had to give yourself an ABCD grade, what would you do this first half?
Well, I don't have to. So,
if you, have
I mean,
to.
You said if I have
yeah.
to, I really don't have to. I mean, that's that's not my job. So I'm not gonna give myself a grade. I mean, my grade is on winning and losing, and that's you know, solely what you know, my purpose and my, you know, ultimate goal is. So can I always do things better? Yes. I'm, you know, at fault, sometimes a perfectionist. I'm trying to pursue excellence, but, you know, I'm always going to think I can do better. So I always want to do better no matter what.
What sort of resources Teddy been, whether it's in the meeting room, on the practice field, you know, on the sidelines in game?
Teddy's been awesome. He really has. From when I came, you know, in the spring, being able to help, you know, how to communicate with different guys offensively, and then, you know, just seeing things from a different point of view. I think during games he was a big help. I think it was Tampa Bay. You know, he saw something in the defense talking about a post throw, and we wound up getting a post throw the very next drive. So, you know, I think he's a great asset and somebody that I definitely listen to when he's got some advice.
Hey, Case, as a quarterback in general, how much can you of the preparation process can you get from not playing games? How much of the film study part of it is kind of crucial to playing or getting ready to play, even if you're not playing in the game at that point?
Yeah, it's huge. I think as a quarterback in this league, there's not many snaps, there's not many reps to go around, even in practice. And, you know, that's as a backup quarterback during the season, most of the time you don't get any reps of your actual offense. So you have to be ready to go no matter what. That's why mental reps, you know, staying on top of things, knowing what's going on, you know, that's all you have at times. And it's tough when you see a backup thrust into a role, you know, in the middle of a game. He's actually not probably had any reps, live reps of any of the plays that they're running that week.
Can you make up for a lot of that with film study, or does some of it have to happen?
Yeah, you have to. That's what I'm saying. It's like you have to be able to do that. And that's what quarterbacks in this league do. You know, is you know, we've thrown, you know, millions of balls in our life and, you know, had a lot of reps at other things, and it's just being able to apply it to that week's game plan.
Case, can you describe your comfort level with Riley on that blind side compared to other stops you've had?
You know, I don't really ever like to compare other teams, but, I mean, Riley's awesome. I mean, he is a, you know, as solid of a left tackle as I've had for sure. Is a comfort as a quarterback knowing he's back there. I think the offensive line as a whole has done a really, really good job protecting, run blocking, and then, you know, even before that, just kind of identifying fronts and pressures and being able to pick up certain things.
When you have a pretty good stretch of protection like this, does it expand the timing in your head, that clock that tells you to throw, does it give you a little more time to throw, like you feel like you have more time?
Yeah, I mean, when you're getting the crap knocked out of you, I think you tend to try to get the ball out sooner, and these guys done a heck of a job. And, you know, I've had to hang on to the ball a little bit and get it downfield a few times, and, you know, they've held up tremendously. So, you know, I'm excited about where they're at and that they're continuing to get better as we go along here.
A couple more for Case. Case, is the way you played this season, is this as comfortable or more comfortable than any situation you've had in the league, and you feel like you're playing at the highest level maybe that you've played at?
Yeah, I feel good. I really do. I've said it before, I love the offense that we're running, plays and players. I mean, the guys around me, I think, do a tremendous job, you know, no matter what we're doing. Backs, whether it's protection, running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield. I've talked a lot about the line already, and I mean, down the field, from top to bottom, our receiving core is one of the best I've been around. And I trust all those guys, no matter who's lined up, wherever they're lined up, whatever route they're lined up, whatever route they have called, I trust those guys. And it's a special group, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Case, you mentioned mental reps. How is that different from just knowing the play? I mean, how involved do you get when you're doing a mental rep?
You know, I'd say everything from sights and sounds to, you know, to actually physically slowly, you know, going through drop or whatever it is, but just, you know, visualizing as many different coverages as you can get on a certain play and where you're going to go with the ball and then actually completing it. You know, just that's me. That's what works for me. That's what I've done in the past. And but yeah, I think it's important as a quarterback, because even the starting quarterback doesn't get, you know, some of the reps that some of the, you know, reps on some of the plays. There's only so many reps during the week of practice to go around to practice all the plays that we have.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sir. Thanks.